KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has ordered an investigation into allegations of gender-based violence that led to the resignation of his Director General. Nhlanhla Mkhize, who left the Premier's office earlier this month, says she was verbally attacked and physically intimidated by a male colleague. In a statement, she says the incident happened after she refused to sign documents that weren't properly verified. Ntuli says he was informed of the incident after Mkhize had resigned. His spokesperson, Lindelani Mbata, says while both Mkhize and the youth director have since left their positions, an internal probe is still being conducted.
The office of the Premier is of the view that should its internal investigation be deemed insufficient or unsatisfactory, the Premier fully acknowledges the right of both the former Director General and the former Director to refer the matter to any appropriate authorities, including the South African Police Service, as the allegations of gender-based violence are of a serious nature. Premier Thamsanqa Ntuli encourages both parties to cooperate fully with the internal investigation to ensure the matter is thoroughly and fairly addressed.
The Umhlathuze municipality says security teams have now been deployed on the ground after striking workers allegedly interfered with critical water infrastructure. It says it's led to widespread service interruptions affecting several communities. The municipality, which is now also involving the police, says it's working to restore services as quickly as possible. Deputy Mayor Christo Buerta has urged workers to return to work.
Workers need to understand that consequent management will follow in dealing with workers who proceed with this illegal strike action. Don't put your job and your income at risk. Administration has carefully considered its legal responsibilities, and a reaction plan will be instituted as from Monday in dealing with workers that proceed with this illegal strike action. In respect of the public, please report any suspicious activities to the municipality.
SAMWU members have embarked on the unprotected strike since last week. The union's Zandile Kumede says this is what it's about.
The priority demand is the threshold and overtime. We've got workers from different departments who have not been paid overtime and for the time that they've worked. We also have the issue of unfair labor practices. Our employer seems to be biased and also intimidating, especially to SAMWU members and shop stewards.
Further afield in Ivory Coast, President Alassane Ouattara says he'll announce in the coming days whether to run for fourth term in the October election. His nomination over the weekend comes after weeks of rising political tensions triggered by the court's barring of several opposition politicians. Critics of Ouattara accuse him of tightening his grip on power and strongly oppose the prospect of him running again. And Russian drone and missile attacks in and around Kyiv have killed five people overnight. Ukrainian officials say an underground station, which was being used as a bomb shelter, was damaged. Last week, Russia's deadliest attack on the city killed 28 people. The top story, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has ordered an investigation into allegations of gender-based violence that led to the resignation of his Director General. Nhlanhla Mkhize, who left the Premier's office earlier this month, says she was verbally attacked and physically intimidated by a male colleague. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.